Passing the ball is fun. The Frito-Lay Pass the Ball Challenge is more fun. Join Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022, for their Pass the Ball Challenge. Look for the Golden World Soccer Ball and explore the ever-growing community. Then, pass the ball to friends for a chance to score custom swag. Grab a specially marked bag of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos and scan the QR code or visit Frito-LayScore.com. No purchase necessary. Over the legal residence of 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
This clip is brought to you by State Farm. Family is important, and so is having money. That's why State Farm has your back by offering surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Why do I think that it's harder for women in regional Mexican music? I think for a long time, one of the main things is not enough women in the genre support each other, empower each other. And this whole idea of there just being one spot for women because it is male dominated, like it's like you're competing against all these men, and there are a lot of men.
State Farm, proud sponsor of the My Cultura podcast network. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
After the last 2 years of staying home, no one wants to spend the day inside doing laundry. That's why all free Clear Mega Packs are bigger, with twice the cleaning ingredients compared to a regular pack to give you a confident clean.
All free Clear Mega Packs are 100% free of dyes and perfumes and gentle on skin, even while they're tough on stains. Conquer the laundry and get on with your day. Purchase all free Clear Mega Packs today.
This is Our American Stories, and we continue with our special Christmas season storytelling. And we do this every Christmas season, well, because it's fun to do, and we know we love it, and we hope you do too. Philadelphia has a reputation across professional sports for having the toughest and roughest fans. Nobody knows that better than Frank Olivo. It was on this day in 1968 when the 19-year-old Olivo was dressed as Santa Claus at an Eagles football game and was booed and pelted with snowballs by the Philadelphia fans. It's such a famous moment that ESPN even made a spoof 30 for 30 about it. Here to tell the story is Frank's first cousin and best friend, Richard Monastra. Here's Rich, starting with a little background on both him and Snowball Santa Frank Olivo.
We were born in the post-war era. Two of us are baby boomers. I was born in 46. Frank was born in 1948 in South Philadelphia, born to typical Italian immigrant families. Our parents hailed from Naples, Italy, for the most part. We were born and raised in South Philadelphia, went to Catholic elementary schools, Catholic high school. I graduated in 1964. Frank graduated in 1966 from the same high school, Bishop Newman. I went on to college. Frank decided that he wanted to be a barber, so he went to barbering school. His father was a veteran of World War II. He had landed at Omaha Beach in the D-Day. He was wounded, wound up with a plate in his head. His mother, Rose, worked her whole life in the tailor shops, which was pretty typical for South Philadelphia women. Frank went to a barber school in Center City, Philadelphia, in the area now they call Chinatown. Got his barber's license. Frank really liked that. He liked being a barber. He was very social. From the time he was a kid, he was very, very social. He got along with everybody. He had a talent early on. We started to see it in him of being a bit of a showman too. He would do impersonations of actors, movie stars, whatever. Family really loved it. Kids in the neighborhood really loved when he would imitate our teachers, especially when we were in high school. So. And he sort of liked all that attention. He was sort of deprived of that attention as a kid. You know, his family, his own personal family, his mother and father, I guess you might call them today what we might say is a dysfunctional family. You know, Rose and Bruno were always working. Frankie was on the street a lot of the time. Fortunately, he would come over to our house, and you know, my mother kind of took him in, and he was like our brother. We, that part of South Philadelphia sometimes, you know, has a bad rep. A little bit of the so-called mob guys hung out there. There's a place called Poochie's and Nick's Roast Beef shop. I think both of those places were kind of fronts for the organized mob guys. But somehow Frank got friendly with those people as well. Every once in a while they would ask us to carry these little brown bags to go from point A to point B. Little did we know we were carrying number plays or horse bets. And Frank spoke up about it one time. He said, what's in these bags you're asking us to carry? So one of the guys at this place called Poochie showed him. And Frankie started to laugh. And so, and the other, the, you know, the quasi mob guy started to laugh too. And he said, I like you kids. You guys are really cool. You got a real chutzpah here, so to speak. And he gave us a free roast beef sandwich and a half a buck a piece. But as time went on, you know, I went on to college, we were always fans of the Philadelphia sports scene. We used to go up the old Shibe Park to watch the Phillies play. The cops there who guarded the stadium were very friendly. They let you hang outside the stadium, and once the first inning was over, they opened up the gates and we all got in for free. All the kids hanging outside the stadium got in for free. We sat up in the bleachers and watched the ball game. Once we were a bit older, I guess in our teens, our uncles, they had 8 season tickets, 4 in one row and 4 seats right behind the first 4. And as we grew up, they would take us to the Eagles games as a sort of a rite of passage. And that ultimately led up to the infamous snowball event in December of 1968. The Eagles were scheduled to play the Minnesota Vikings, which were a fairly new team at that time. I think they had come into the league about 1961 or 62. They weren't very good, but the Eagles were worse. The Eagles were having a very, very bad year. They were something like 2-10 or 2-11. The schedule was much shorter than they played. I think the NFL played a 12 or 14 game schedule then. Anyway, this game, all the sports writers had picked up on it. And they were calling it the O.J. Bowl in reference to O.J. Simpson. If the Eagles lost this game, they would get the number one draft choice in the NFL draft. And of course, everybody was touting O.J. Simpson. At that moment, he was probably the best player in the country, playing for University of Southern California. The Eagles were in a down period. Their coach, Joe Koharik, former coach at Notre Dame, had signed a 15-year contract. Can you imagine, back in those days? And I think Joe Koharik was a great example of the Peter principle. You know, you rise one level above your competence. He was great as a college coach, but he was lousy as a pro coach. People would boo him routinely every game, win or lose. On this day, there was an airplane circling over Franklin Field, trailing a banner saying, Joe must go. And every time the plane went over, fans would cheer. The fans were in a sour mood that day, trust me. It had snowed the day before, Saturday, nothing much. The game started late because they had to clear the field. The game starts, the game goes on, and the Eagles are winning. And the fans are booing. So, yeah, you can imagine. Because everybody wanted them to lose so that they could draft Simpson. So, anyway, historically, the Eagles at the last home game used to have Santa Claus come out on a sleigh. And he would, you know, throw these miniature footballs into the stands, and one of which was a gold-colored one. And if you caught the gold one, you got a season ticket for the next year's games. Well, that year, December of '68, for whatever reason, they decided not to throw out the footballs. So people were booing that. Somewhere in the second quarter, this man from the Eagles, he's looking throughout the stands and he spots Frankie with a Santa Claus suit. Now, the obvious question is, why is Frankie wearing a Santa Claus suit to the Eagles game? Well, our grandmother, each Christmas, would host a Christmas party for all the grandchildren, and she would give them our gifts there. She was getting up in years, and rather than going visit each one of our households, even though we were fairly close, it was a bit of a chore for her. So it was a big party, all the relatives, all the cousins, aunts, uncles. There had to be 60, 70 people in the house. Well, one of my uncles usually played Santa Claus. Charlie Simkus had been doing it, but Charlie had lost a lot of weight. He wouldn't fill out the suit. So he drafted Frankie Olivo to do the Santa. So he gave him the Santa suit, and Frankie decided on a whim to wear the Santa suit to the Eagles game, because we were going to go right from the Eagles game back to my grandmother's house for the Christmas party.
And you're listening to Rich Menastra, and he's the first cousin of Frank Olivo. And Frank, well, you're going to hear more about this remarkable episode in Philadelphia sports history and American sports history, for that matter. When we come back, more of the story of the Snowball Santa, which occurred on this day in 1969, here on our special Christmas edition of Our American Stories.
Okay, so you never became a professional soccer star, but you could still show out during the FIFA World Cup 2022 with cool soccer swag from your friends at Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022, is giving you the chance to win custom swag and amazing prizes by joining their Pass the Ball Challenge. It's easy. Just grab a specially marked bag of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, scan the QR code, and look for the Golden World Soccer Ball. You can explore the ever-growing Golden Ball community and even find friends on the ball. Then pass the ball to fellow soccer fans and play daily games for a chance to score custom swag like limited edition jerseys, duffel bags, scarves, and balls. The Frito-Lay Pass the Ball Challenge. Visit Frito-LayScore.com or scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos to pass the ball, and you could win amazing Frito-Lay prizes. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at Frito-LayScore.com.
Hey, there's a better way to fly. Instead of being stuck in endless lines and packed onto planes, try simplifying your travel with Surf Air. Save an average of 2 hours on every trip and avoid crowded airports with a new way to fly private. With Surf Air, you'll fly from smaller airports closer to your home. There are no lines, no waiting, and no stress. Surfair.com, the best alternative to commercial air travel that makes flying easy. Get a free quote on your next flight at surfair.com. There's a better way to fly private.
The holidays are headed to your place with a special collection that's packing the cheer, all on Xfinity Flex. Host a movie marathon with winter favorites like Love Actually and Home Alone. Unwind with big laughs from hits like The Office and Elf. Or snuggle up with something new like Holiday in Santa Fe or Holiday Harmony. And keep festive tunes on repeat with North Pole Radio hosted by Santa from iHeartRadio. Whether you want to watch something fresh or familiar, you can feel the holiday spirit with Xfinity Flex. Say what to watch into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we continue here with our special Christmas edition of Our American Stories. You've been listening to Rich Menastra tell the story of his first cousin and best friend, Frank Olivo, the Snowball Santa. This infamous event took place on this day in 1968 at an Eagles football game in Philadelphia. Let's continue with the story.
So we're in the stands. Frankie's got the Santa suit on. The place is in a sour mood. The Eagles are winning. Planes are flying over saying Joe must go. It was really nasty. Anyway, this guy from the Eagles staff spots Frankie, goes up into the stands and asks him if he'd be interested in subbing for the man they had hired to play Santa Claus. Apparently, the guy they had hired, the Eagles had hired, was stranded up in North Jersey somewhere. and couldn't get down there to Philadelphia because of the snow. Okay. PR guy for the Eagles told him what to do, where to be, and so forth. And they took him into the, one of the, you know, the bowels of the stadium there. Halftime came. The PA announcer gets on the PA and says, Santa Claus is coming to town. Would everybody welcome Santa Claus with a big Philadelphia welcome? Well, that's when the fun began. Frankie enters the field. He's walking around carrying a big Santa bag, and he's got some of the Eagles cheerleaders are dressed up as elves, and they're walking around the, you know, the base of the stadium, and all the booing started. People started booing Santa Claus. And then the snowballs came. People are picking up, and they're making snowballs and throwing them at Santa Claus and the elves. Well, a couple of the elves ran for cover. And here's Frankie became the target of all of this. Not only did they start throwing snowballs, but they were start throwing anything they could get their hands on. People were throwing beer cans, beer bottles, sandwiches, anything they get their hands on, they were heaving at Santa Claus. They're taking out their vengeance about the Eagles' poor season and winning this game, and thereby losing the OJ Bowl. They were taking their frustrations out on poor Santa Claus. So Frankie and what was left of the elves crew made a circle around the field, and then they went back in. Frankie worked his way back to our seats. Of course, when we all got back to the Christmas party, we all were telling, you know, the others at, who were at the party what had happened. You know, Frank had gotten hit with snowballs and beer cans and stale sandwiches and hoagies and God knows what all. And people were half laughing and, you know, half shocked by it all. It wasn't until that night, somebody had the television on in one of the other rooms in my grandmother's house, and they noticed that Frankie's on TV. So we all ran over to the TV set, you know, and you see him coming out of the tunnel of the stadium. They're playing some music on the PA system, and people started throwing snowballs, and you hear the booing and all that. So, of course, Philadelphia fans have had this reputation for eons about being rowdy fans, and, you know, all that stuff. We're the only city that had a judge on site and a sort of a jail in the bowels of the stadium for people who got too rowdy. So, I mean, it was really crazy. Philadelphia is a great sports town, don't get me wrong, but people can get really crazy sometimes. So this story made national news and at least one aspect of international news. The London Times picked up on it. He told us he did not expect, you know, that booing. He said booing bothered him more than anything. He said, you know, he could understand people throwing snow and all that. But he said, the booing, he said, who the hell boo Santa Claus? And of course, that's the line that got tagged to Philadelphia from that point on. This is the city that, you know, booed Santa Claus. And every once in a blue moon, you hear some sportscaster on some station, local or national, throw that line out there. You know, when something happens negatively in the city of Philadelphia, they'll say, well, you got to remember, this is the city that booed Santa Claus, you know. Of course, when he went back to work at the barbershop, he was working in a barbershop in the suburban station, which is the main train station in the center city of Philadelphia. And people would come in there, they would spot him there. Of course, his picture was cut out of the newspapers. People were hanging it up in their windows of the barbershop. He got a lot of customers from local celebrities, business people, television stars. One of his customers was the Archbishop of Philadelphia at the time. Was a man by the name of John Kroll. He's now deceased. But he was asking Frankie for his autograph. Imagine this, the Cardinal of Philadelphia asking Frankie for his autograph. So he had all the local, you know, politicians would stop in there. Mayor Tate, James Tate was the mayor of Philadelphia. Had his picture taken down in Frank's barbershop, so he became a local celebrity. Frank never got any pay from the Eagles. They gave him a pair of cufflinks, if you can believe that. Frank was not much of a cuff shirt kind of guy, you know. In fact, one of my uncles, Tony, he was a bit of a loudmouth, to say the least, wrote to the Eagles, and he called them a bunch of cheap SOBs. Anyway, Frank got his own shop. Didn't fare well. It was a bad time. By this time, it's the early 80s. Had to close the shop down. He went to work at one of the casinos that had just opened up in Atlantic City. As a dealer, he got his license as a dealer, and he ultimately worked his way up to become a pit boss. He got to rub elbows with some of the acts who were appearing there. One of his favorite buddies was Don Reckles. Frankie had he was on a first name basis with Don Reckles. You know, they exchanged cards at Christmas time. I think when Frankie's daughter got married, or maybe it was his son, I forget which, Don Rickles sent him a gift. Throughout his life, however, Frank was plagued by heart issues. Even as a kid, we would have, you know, sometimes he'd have to stop playing ball for a bit or whatever we were doing. That became too much of an exertion for him. Frank died on the 30th of April, 2015. He was about 65 or 66 at the time. I did the formal eulogy at Frank's funeral. And while I was preparing to do that, I was getting phone calls, when I tell you literally from all over the country. The story didn't die. It just wouldn't leave him. Even to this day, the fact that you contacted me evidences the fact that people are still talking about it. The day of his funeral, the priest asked me what music they should have for Frankie. And half jokingly, I said, "Play Here Comes Santa Claus." The priest looked at me rather puzzled. I said, "I'm just kidding, Padre." But I thought that would have been appropriate because I think he would have loved that. So the legend lives on. He's the gift that keeps on giving.
And you've been listening to Frankie Olivo's first cousin, Rich Monastra, tell the story of the Snowball Santa and the psychological profile of a Philadelphia Eagle fan, at least a whole bunch. And I was a New York Giants fan growing up in northern New Jersey, and I will never forget my first away game at Philadelphia. And I had the temerity to wear a New York Giants hat. That lasted about a second. The story of Frank Olivo, the story of Snowball Santa, which occurred on this day in 1968, here on Our American Stories.
Imagine air travel that's simple, hassle-free, and fast. That's Surf Air. Save hours on every trip. Avoid busy, crowded terminals and fly from airports closer to your home. No crowds, no long lines, no stress. With Surf Air's private flights, you're in control of your travel day, not the other way around. SurfAir.com, the most convenient way to fly. Get a free quote on your next flight at SurfAir.com. There's a better way to fly private.
So you never became a soccer star, but you could still show out during the FIFA World Cup 2022 with cool soccer swag from Frito-Lay, the official USA snack of the FIFA World Cup 2022. Add your picture to the Golden World Soccer Ball, then pass the ball to fellow fans for a chance to score custom swag. Scan the QR code on specially marked bags of Lay's, Cheetos, or Doritos, or visit FritoLayScore.com to join the Pass the Ball Challenge.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents at 50 USDC. 18 plus. See rules at FritoLayScore.com.
There's only one station that's filled with holiday cheer and hosted by me, jolly old Saint Nick himself. Introducing North Pole Radio from my friends at iHeartRadio. I'm playing my favorite songs this holiday season, and it's easy to listen on that cool smart speaker I put under the tree for you last year. Just say, "Alexa, play North Pole Radio on iHeartRadio." Enjoy Santa's very own radio station that's perfect for the whole family. Alexa, play North Pole Radio on iHeartRadio.